Previously on The Writer's Wardrobe.
But most importantly, save yourself! Ah!
Chief!
Oh, fuck!
No!
Run!
Jim!
Jeff? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Jeff and Clinton Survived the Zombie Apocalypse together. Only we didn't, did we? It breaks my heart to tell you that Jeff Jennings, janitor of the Salty Seahorse Energy Drink Laboratory, fell to a large zombie horde this morning. He went out fighting and saving my life, as he so often did. I spent a lot of time . These earthquakes are getting worse, which can only mean Loomis doesn't have long left. I'm going to try and fulfill Jeff's last wish and hopefully save Lou. I don't think there's any point saving Melody if Lou's death makes everybody's life forfeit anyway. I'm struggling. Jeff was a total cunt, but he was my best friend. My only friend.
What are you crying about?
Jeff?
That's me.
You're alive!
Barely. I'm pretty fucked up.
How are you alive?
Well, I frying panned them.
I mean, you're covered in bite marks. There's blood everywhere.
I know, but I never stopped swinging. I took out the whole horde. Though I can barely move, it hurts. I got like 37 new teeth marks. 14 nail scratches.
Jeff, I'm so sorry.
Safe to say there is no chance I'm not infected.
Safe to say.
So, we don't have time to dally.
Huh? What do you mean?
We have to save the fucking day before I turn.
You can't be serious.
I'm serious. Most of the bites have gone numb and tingly, so whatever infection or reaction there's going to be, it's already started.
That must be why some people get bitten and don't even realise.
It's hard not to realise when there's a chunk out of my fucking face, but let's move.
You might be like Rosetta.
Yeah, well, I guess we won't know until that happens.
Yeah, but it means the virus reacts differently for everybody.
It doesn't matter now. All that matters is this. When the time comes, you have to end it for me. I can't do it myself.
I'll do it, but I don't want to. I don't want to lose you again, Jeff.
Gay. Chin up. Let's go.
Are you incapable of showing feelings?
I just saved your fucking life. I literally bailed you out of the shit so you could live and I could die. Side note, I survived, but I didn't expect to. What bigger gesture of my feelings can I make, huh? You want a fucking cuddle? Ouch. You happy?
Yes.
That hurts when you're covered in bullet holes and bite marks, Clinton. You better be. Okay, so we finally made it to the fucking lab. There's no security, and I'm surprised. I really thought Theo would be packing an army of bodyguards. I guess maybe everybody saw him for the total asshole he really is.
We've decided to leave the mic running because there's no telling what's going to happen when we go inside.
And perhaps the most troubling of all, there's no sign of Melody.
She's probably gone inside already.
Only one thing for it. Let's see if the old janitorial codes still work.
Let's hope they don't have guns.
We've faced bigger odds with my frying pan and your machete.
That's true.
And the grenade in my back pocket.
You have a grenade?
Yeah, it's from Anna's caravan.
Why didn't you fucking use it on the horde that mauled you to half-death?
I was saving it. I knew I'd need it for this final fight.
You could have died and it would have stayed in your pocket forever.
Yeah, fine, whatever. I forgot about it, okay? It was fucking chaos back there. You were there.
I know. Jeff?
Yeah?
I'm glad you're here for this.
Me too, buddy.
And finally, that undercover pretending to not be a zombie asshole is going to get what's coming to him.
Yeah, I just imagine the pain you would have been going through if they'd taken you instead.
I don't like thinking about it.
That's why you're so keen on rescuing Loomis, isn't it? Because you feel guilty over the mistaken identity.
Yes. That and the impending doom of the universe if he doesn't survive.
Oh yeah, I keep forgetting how important he is. Hello?
Where the hell are you guys?
We're almost at the front door.
Front door? Are you nuts? You're gonna just barge in through the front fucking door?
Well, yeah, if the codes work, that's the plan.
Oh, well, I thought we'd sneak in the back.
You'll have to find your own way in, Melody. We'll save you a seat.
Cool. Alright, be safe.
That's no longer an option. Goodbye. Now, what's the code? I think it was 1, 2, 3, 4. Ah, damn. 0, 0, 0, 0. Ah, brilliant. There we go. After you, sir.
Thank you. Holy shit.
What? What's... Oh.
It's like a bigger, better-looking version of you.
It's not that much better-looking. Fucking Jeff.
Wait, Employee of the Year Jeff?
That's him. He used to work here all high and mighty before I took his job. He's my brother.